Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. There's a brother listening now, and that slogan that we've used for years, you don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Brother, you need a miracle. I just want to obey the Lord because the Lord has placed you on my heart. You have recently come back to the Lord, and you've gotten a bad report from the doctor. You're dealing with cancer of the esophagus, and I want to pray right now for you and with you. If you're able, just place your hand on the computer, however you're listening to this. In the name of Jesus, Father, I come to you. And in the name of Jesus, you gave us a commission, Lord, not only to preach the gospel, but to lay hands upon the sick, to minister healing, to set those who are bound by the enemy, to release them, to cast out demons. You have called us, Father, to carry on the work that Jesus demonstrated for us when he was alive on this earth. And Father, I lift this brother right now, and in the name of Jesus, I command healing. I curse every single cancer cell, and Father, I praise you, Lord, that he shall be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, every single cancer cell be destroyed by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for it. Brother, it will be well with you. You shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And if you're able, I invite you to catch our mailing address and let me know or contact me by email that I prayed for you. And if you desire, I can send you a prayer cloth and continue to uphold you before the Lord. And in fact, I want to pray now, beloved, for those in the listening audience who are suffering with disease or sickness. You know, I know what the scriptures say, and you probably do. Some of you are Christians, and you still are dealing with some serious physical conditions. Now, let me just share my belief on the subject of healing. I believe it is totally a part of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Peter says, by the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed. We know in Isaiah, he has borne our sicknesses. He's carried our afflictions. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, we are healed. We know that Jesus has come to heal. He never turned away anyone that needs healing. And so I believe, as God's people, we may go through afflictions, we may go through sickness, but I believe healing is provided for us. That was true for the under the old covenant. The children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, there were none sick or afflicted among them, and he kept them healthy all those years they walked in the wilderness. So I believe while sickness might attack our physical bodies, that we don't have to live or accept suffering as our portion. I believe it is God's will for us, his perfect will for us, to walk in divine health. And we don't have to go to our grave by way of sickness. I believe, as I've read in many testimonies, there are those that God just takes their spirit. You know, in fact, I heard an amazing story of an elderly lady. She told her family she was going to go home to be with the Lord. She was dressed up. She was in a rocking chair. At 3 o'clock, I think she actually gave the time, and that's exactly what happened. So the thing is, the fear of death is a very strong powerful fear that is in natural man, because that was part of the punishment for rebellion and sin of our first parents. You shall surely die if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But beloved, I believe that God wants us to walk in health. And if your faith hasn't failed, if you are suffering from some infirmity or condition or disease, that's all right. Keep standing on the word of God, believing God, because he is a good God and he wants to deliver us. But as it is also my conviction that we need to draw close to the Lord, we need to obey his word, we need to understand that God sometimes will chasten us, not necessarily with sickness, because that's Jesus has carried that for us, our sicknesses. But we also need to do our part. Our body's the temple of the Holy Ghost, and to the degree in which we are able, we're to care for that, we're to eat the right kind of food. You know, you can't eat a diet of total junk food and then when you're sick say, okay, God, heal me. Although I believe if we were in a famine and we had nothing to eat but potatoes, I believe God would keep us in divine health. What is the difference there? It's a matter of choice. When we have the ability to choose, we have to choose those things which even modern medicine and science is telling us that we need for our bodies. So like everything else in our Christian walk, physically as well as spiritually, it's a cooperative working with the Holy Spirit to bring balance and harmony and obedience to the word of God in our lives. He did that, and he gave laws in ancient Israel about washing with water, things that were unknown by the medical world at that time, germs. Many of the provisions he gave in terms of the laws were to keep them in health. And so, beloved, just know that healing is for today. If your preacher doesn't believe that, well, pray for them. Because I believe it is very clear in the word of God that God wants us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. And so let me pray now for those of you who are, and don't feel condemned, just begin to praise God, stand on the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we don't have to pray for healing. We can command healing because it's part of the atonement. And Father, in Jesus' name, I speak forth in faith every single disease, every single infirmity, affliction that is coming against the people of God. Those who are going through illness right now, I curse that illness in the name of Jesus. I command healing, the healing virtue of Jesus, to flood their body from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. And all the glory and all the praise only goes to the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid it all for us on Calvary's cross. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. We give you honor and glory. What the Lord has placed on my heart, and we've been ministering in terms of the scriptures the last couple days, a sermon I've entitled Serpents of the Soul, and we've been looking at a passage found in Numbers, the 21st chapter, verse 4, where it says, "The people of Israel, they journeyed by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom," and the scripture tells us the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And while discouragement can just come as a result of tiredness or weariness because of the physical or spiritual or emotional or circumstantial battles we go through, and they were in a wilderness place. However, they did not understand the spiritual dynamics that occur, and that in many cases, if we allow the slightest bit of discouragement to come, just like for them, it proceeded from discouragement to much discouragement, and that came to a place, as I said, they loathed the heavenly bread. It says, we don't have any bread. It says that in the next verse. Moses, you brought us out here to die in the wilderness. There's no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. They're talking about the manna that God had given them. And to loathe, that verb by definition means to dislike greatly, and often with disgust or intolerance. The noun to loathe is hate or extreme disgust. They had gone from mild discouragement to complaining. That's the same progression that we can go through. We can become critical, we can become judgmental, and then we start to complain. Now, They had no comprehension of what was going on from God's perspective. What are God's eternal purposes? Well, I did share, I think what was it, yesterday's broadcast, Exodus 16 and 4, where the Lord says, he gives them instruction about manna. They shall gather a certain rate every day that I may prove them whether or not they will walk in my law or no. And then also in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, verse 2, we see the Lord saying, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. So what do we see here? The Lord led them those years to, for several reasons, to humble them and to prove them and to discover, to find out what was in their heart, whether or not they would obey him, whether or not they'd keep that first commandment to love the Lord their God with all of their heart, mind, soul. And this is why the testings came. And sometimes we don't understand God's eternal purposes. We don't understand the divine perspective. The children of Israel certainly didn't, because they questioned Moses. They said, why have you brought us out here to die? Well, Moses, they fully knew, Moses had shared with them that God was taking them into a land flowing with milk and honey. And so they were disregarding everything they heard. They were just thinking of their immediate problems. They were in internal conflict. On one hand, they said, all that the Lord has commanded will we do, and yet their soul was despising the dealings of God. And sometimes that can be verbalized and sometimes not. Well, my time has flown and I must bring this broadcast to a close, and we will continue on tomorrow learning about the very detrimental effects of discouragement and why it's important that we catch it and nip it in the bud so we don't go down that road that the Israelites did. Because when we start complaining using our tongue, that's, you know, what does James say? Our tongue is as a fiery serpent. And that's exactly what they had, destroying and killing them. So I do ask you, tune in tomorrow as we continue on in this message. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, know that this is a personal ministry and one that is devoted to praying fervently for the needs of God's people. And I pray every day for my UCM family as well as the radio family. So please do avail yourself of this opportunity to share your needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow then, I bless you in the name of the Lord, and may God's richest blessings forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.